Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss your favorite bingeable series on Disney Plus. Watch new seasons of Grey's Anatomy, every episode of Modern Family, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
Well, talking about Disney, one name that is synonymous with Disney movies is Lindsay Lohan. She's had such a great career. And she means so much to people, like, for my generation, right? Like, we watch Lindsay movies growing up. And the recent news that she and Jamie Lee Curtis have started production on Freaky Friday 2, like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Cool. Yeah.
So now Lindsay has been doing press about the movie and how it feels to be back on the lot. And she got a little emotional talking about it.
I think really for me, it was when I went on to the Disney lot, because that's not just Freaky Friday for me. That's The Parent Trap. That's Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. That's Herbie. So when I got there, I kind of felt like this essence of a little kid again. I'm so grateful for every moment of it. Just every second. It's just, I'm like, get emotional. It's a great experience.
She got such a great voice, doesn't she?
Yeah, she
really
does.
Like a great, a really good talking voice.
So distinct.
Yeah.
I mean,
good on her.
Yeah, it's years of partying, I think, that's made it husky.
No, her voice has always been that way.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch The Parent Trap, you can hear, like, her voice has always been like that. Yeah.
She has got a nice voice.
It was very negative. It was years of partying.
Well, no, she's a party animal. She was back in the day.
But I think, yeah, that's got nothing. Yeah.
No, that's her voice. Like,
it's
been
nice. Yeah, it was nice. That was a nice bit.
Anyways, yeah. I just wanted to talk about it because you need to tell Lindsay that we want her on the show.
Okay. Yes.
And back on the show, I should say.
Yeah.
And that I'm very excited about Freaky Friday.
It's lovely.
Too.
Yeah, Freaky Friday's going to be. Do you think they'll just drop this directly onto, like.
No, I think.
You think
it'll
go to the movies or will it go to.
Streaming.
You think
so?
Yeah.
That's what most of the like.
I want to go to the theater and watch it.
Yeah, I think so. That'd be cool.
Hi, like, it's Lindsay Lohan, and you're listening to Virgin Radio 104.4.
Such a nice voice.
Thanks, Lindsay. Okay, so awkward silence at the BET Awards. What made it happen? Well, you know how all these award shows have like an in memoriam segment?
Oh, where people honor- that passed away.
Yeah, so this year's in memoriam segment was introduced as, quote, honoring black excellence that we unfortunately lost this year. Everyone's watching it, clapping, and then this figure comes on, and the label is former NFL player. Any guesses on who it was?
Oh, yeah, it was, what's his name? O.J. Simpson.
That's right. And everyone's like, really? Clap? Or not?
So what happened? Just silence.
It was just silence. And then you heard this.
Bad.
Why would they put O.J. Simpson in honoring black excellence?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah,
he's innocent, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah, according to the courts, he's innocent.
But he's been, I guess so.
He's innocent, like, according to courts. So,
don't know.
What do you do? He was a good football player.
But he was
player.
In jail for other things.
I get it. Was he in jail for tax fraud? Was it tax fraud?
Theft. Armed robbery,
theft.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Theft.
An armed robbery. I think maybe it was something to do with the sports memorabilia.
He was stealing his own memorabilia back.
Yeah, he was stealing his own memorabilia back. Mm.
Like, that's what I mean. Everyone was, like, so confused. Anyway.
Is there a movie? You couldn't do a movie on him, could you?
There's a TV show,
yeah.
I think.
No, I've watched the TV show, but it's about the trial.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm saying, is there actually a movie on and about O.J. Simpson?
But, I don't know.
But it would be very hard to do because...
You have to pick a side.
Yeah, you got to pick a side. Yeah, what side is O.J. on?
Yeah.
All right.
And finally, this is specifically for Nala, who is a One Direction fan.
Sure.
Years ago. Unfortunately, you all feel old now. And it has to do with Louis Tomlinson's hair. So Louis made a surprise appearance at Glastonbury over the weekend.
Okay.
He brought a TV. He snuck a TV into the crowd so that everyone can watch the Euros while at the
festival.
That's
good on him.
So all these videos went viral. But what people were noticing, not the TV, but his hair. He's got salt and pepper hair now.
Gray.
Oh, he's gone gray.
He's gone gray. He's embraced the gray. And fans are like, I was not prepared to see Louis Tomlinson salt and pepper silver strands all over his head.
But that doesn't always identify that you're gay. Rossi, how old... gray, that is. How old were you when you went gray, Rossi?
I think I discovered I was... growing grey when I was about 18.
18. Rossi was 18 years old when he went grey.
Yeah,
I was 25. I mean,
yeah, but it changed back and forth. I went back and forth, like I dyed it for a bit.
Yeah, but people do go gray early.
Yes, but I think fans are used to seeing him not gray for so long.
Sure.
And it just came out of left field.
There's nothing wrong with being gray.
No, the fans
are loving it. Yeah.
The fans are loving it. Louis's loving it. They're like, wow, I just wasn't prepared.
But the thing is, though, it was his sideburns.
It was all over.
Really, but it was really prominent on his sides.
All right, well, there we go. Thank you, Pretty Mullikittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.